101.3 FM, CKUT. Mind, soul, and spirit.
Yeah. Woo. I like that. Bridget, my daddy is the king, so I am royal to you. Hey, because once we were the people, now we are the people of the Lord. Yeah. In my father's house is where from the outside, it just doesn't make any sense. 'Cause we both know guys like me come from the other side of the fence. They tell me I'm not blood, I say you're absolutely right. I was chosen. Matter of fact, I was born with his blood, and now I'm seated at the table. In my daddy's house is where I'm gonna be. I'm adopted in the royal family. I'm a servant and a son, and the deal's already done. This is my inheritance, right here, right here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just because he loves me, me can't get away with folly. Enough love makes tough love. He got to prepare me to represent his kingdom, and I want all my steps to be ordered. I want people to say I look like my daddy. Determined to learn all his ways, so all of my days in my father's house is where I'm gonna be. I am living in the royal family. I'm a servant and a son, and the deal's already done. Yeah, this is my inheritance, right here, right here, right here. Yeah. Can you break it down for me? So me, so me. I have some sisters and in the family who drive me crazy. I was messing up. Hold them not get kicked out yet. Always amazed me. But my father is always forgiving and full of mercy. And as long as he live it, you'll never find me hungry or thirsty. In my father's house is where I'm gonna be. There is so much love inside his family.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents the inspirational word of the day.
Good morning. Today I'd like to talk about forgiveness. Over the years, I've heard many people say, I will never forgive so-and-so for whatever it is they did. But what I've learned over the years in my practice and in my personal life is if you don't choose forgiveness, you will be trapped in a cycle of anger and bitterness and depression and whatever else that steals your joy, your peace, and sometimes years from your life. When you choose not to forgive, you will be the one that suffers. L.B. Smeeds once wrote, "To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that that prisoner was you. Unforgiveness will hold you captive." Colossians 3:13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any one of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. We are called to forgive, not because we feel like it or because it's easy, but because God commands us to forgive. Holding on to bitterness, anger, resentment, and unforgiveness is like you drinking poison and expecting the person that hurt you will die. But in reality, the only one that ends up hurt is you. It's okay to be mad or hurt or upset. It's not about pretending or suppressing your true feelings concerning a situation, but acknowledging those feelings and choosing not to let bitterness and unforgiveness get in and take hold of you. Ephesians 4:31 says we have to get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, and all types of evil behavior. Unforgiveness will hinder you. It can control every area of your life, and it will eventually block you from moving forward, not to mention stealing all of your joy. Forgiving doesn't mean that your hurt is not valid. It doesn't mean that you have to be best friends with the person or persons, or even have a relationship with them. It just means that you've decided to free yourself from the burden of unforgiveness and begin to move forward toward healing in your life. Forgiveness is one thing and reconciliation is another. That's a whole other topic. God has called us to forgive others just as we have been forgiven. Holding on to unforgiveness can make other areas in your life toxic. And who wants to be toxic? I don't. Maya Angelou said, "It's one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself, to forgive. Forgive everybody." If you're struggling in this area, ask God to help you. Trust me, He will. Remember, forgiveness heals your heart. Forgiveness heals your soul. Forgiveness heals you. Forgiveness heals. I'm Beverly Benskin, your life coach with Morning Talk, helping you to live and grieve well. Remember, forgiveness is a choice. There's no true peace without forgiveness. It's time to choose to let it go.
Sometimes the hardest person for you to forgive is the one you see in the mirror every day. It's time for you to get free. Sing fire. Everything in
my past and by. I cannot change what I did, no. But it didn't change what you gave when you took my place. No more guilt but grace.
Time to let it go.
Hell no, I went too long watching reruns of my wrong take the shame away.
No more
reliving mistakes you washed away.
So I want you to do what God has already. But you don't know my past. I was wrong. Carried this weight. I want you to get free right now and say, you've been hard on yourself long enough. You've always felt like you weren't good enough, but that's over. You've made mistakes, but those mistakes don't get to make you. Instead of staying down, feeling sorry for yourself, I want you to pick yourself back up and let it go.
I'm letting it go.
The pain of yesterday.
I'm letting it go.
You've already taken.
maybe you didn't get it right the first time.
I forgive me.
But God has already forgiven you.
I forgive me.
Now it's time for you to forgive yourself.
I forgive me.
Don't let who you were interfere with who God's allowing you to become.
All right. It's now 11 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was James Fortune with I Forgive Me. Want to thank Bev Benskin for the Word of the Day morning talk with forgiveness. Coming up next is an artist that we look forward to introducing in just a few short minutes. She's from from Canada. She's from, I believe, from Ottawa, Ontario. We're going to play a selection and then introduce her here on air. I'm talking about Faith Thompson. Here's the track All in All on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's now 16 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. That was the incomparable voice of Faith Thompson out of Canada. We're going to find out where from. That was her single, All in All. I want to welcome her for the very first time here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us this early Sunday morning.
Thank you. I'm very excited to meet with you and all of my friends in Montreal.
Nice, nice.
Good morning, Faith Thompson, and a bonjour, bon matin. Hope you're feeling well. I am loving the track, the eclecticness of the track. Now, I know your voice is no doubt an instrument of praise to direct listeners to God, but oh, what a voice. What a special, unique instrument it is. I'm so curious, who are some of your influences? Because you've given me a little Nina Simone, a little Sarah Vaughan, some Chaka Khan. I love the quality of your voice. Please, talk to me about some of your influences.
Well, I think my earliest influences were, you know, the Hawkins, Andre Crouch, and then, you know, I branched off into you know, when I was in school, I was really into jazz, you know, Billie Holiday. In fact, that's kind of the first thing I kind of sang was jazz in school. And then I went back into the church realm as I got older. But definitely, you know, some of the gospel greats, you know, with you know, Aretha Franklin, with some of the smooth jazz people. I think that I also branch into classical music at times and a little bit of country music. Mm-hmm. I think what I am more than anything else is a music lover.
Right.
You know, I love music, I love melody and clever lyrics, and that's kind of where my inspiration comes from.
So you write your own music?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you. Go ahead. I just got the evil eye from my co-host. Finish your sentence.
I absolutely write my music. I mean, God has really helped me to process a lot of things through his, you know, through songwriting. You know, and songwriting is actually the main thing I love doing. Singing is kind of an accessory to that, you know, especially when, you know, all the songs that I have written that I've released so far have so much of a story behind them. Like All in All, you know, Road on the Train, you know, I just love, you know, when God sort of downloads an idea to me and he starts singing and I start just taking dictation. So songwriting is something that is very close to me. I definitely write all my music.
Excellent. Now, your voice is unlike anything really that I've heard here in Canada. Are you a native of these shores, or and where did you develop your love for music and ministry?
Well, I was born and raised in Ottawa. Mm. Born and raised in Ottawa among some of the, you know, gospel greats that you know, like Mark Gordon, and, you know, we all grew up together, and as a result, we all were in the same church, but I was not really like them in terms of how I sing. You know, there's a lot of powerful singers, and I'm more like a smooth, relaxed singer, which is not exactly my real personality, but definitely my musical personality. So it took me a long time to figure out that that's the direction I wanted to go in. And it really took God saying, you know, this is my song. This is what I want it to sound like. And I actually had to learn how to sing All in All. Because when I received it, I didn't have all the twangs that I could hear when God downloaded it to me. So I had to actually sit down and learn how to sing it the way it sounds. And as well, too, you know, with Nothing Without You, I have to, like, learn it, right? But I've been very careful to be true to what I've originally heard, you know, from when I originally received the inspiration to the song. Even if it's not really, you know, something that I was good at, I was very careful to keep, you know, the original song in mind. I'm not one of those people who takes music that God gives me and then bends it to what I like. I take the music God gives me and then I bend myself to what He has given me. So God is really my full inspiration.
That is awesome. We are speaking with Ottawa native and recording artist Faith Thompson. Your latest single, Nothing Without You, is a very, very strong single. Is this a sign that you're working on a full album? Are there things on the horizon?
Yes. I recorded a full album in March of 2019. But you know, the music scene in Canada, in the world, is actually really different.
Yes.
It's very focused on singles. So
yes.
The full album will be coming out probably early in 2023, but there already is a full album out there.
Okay.
And people keep tapping me on the shoulder saying, when is this one going to come out? When is that one going to come out? You know, they have their favorites from the night, but at the end of the day, yes, there is a full album.
We definitely are looking forward to seeing you live and in full effect here in the Montreal area in the foreseeable future. We are speaking with
you. You better invite me.
Thank you. We will definitely put that on the itinerary. Thank you so much for joining us for a few short minutes, Faith. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you once again, Faith Thompson. And again, I'm a fan of your voice, and I look forward to seeing more and hearing more of your product. You definitely, it's a haunting voice, and you can't help but listen, pay attention to what you are speaking. So kudos to you, congratulations, and we look forward to a possible concert here in Montreal.
Hey.
All right. That is Faith Thompson. We go out with the brand new single released in 2022. It's entitled Nothing Without You on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Like a drum without a beat. Like a chair without a seat, I'm nothing without you. I know I'm high, like a sun without the heat, like a pen without the ink, I'm nothing without you. Like a bird without a song, I just can't leave them.
You're in enjoying inspirational music on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And today's song of the day features the son of a pastor. Well, actually, the son of the founder of the Full Gospel Baptist Church, P.J. Morton, who also served as musical director for Maroon 5. P.J. just released the deluxe version of his hit album, Watch the Sun. On it, he rallied the leading ladies of gospel music on a track called The Better Benediction, Part 2. Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, Kiara Shear, Leandria Johnson, Lisa Knowles-Smith, and Kiki Wyatt. It's a gem, and it's our song of the day. But first, here's more of Faith Thompson.
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents our song of the day.
I just couldn't let it go without letting the ladies encourage you a little bit too. You don't have to worry. No matter how dark it is, I promise it's gonna get better. Lisa Knowles-Smith.
Don't you worry and don't you fret.
Said he would do.
And then he told me to tell you everything gonna be alright. Yeah. And
to music featuring PJ Morton with Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, Kiara Shear, Leandria Johnson, Kiki Wyatt. Must I go on? 20 minutes to go before the top of the hour. We're going to welcome to the show Jackson Shetty. He's coming to Montreal next weekend for a special concert event. Here's music by Jackson Shetty and Bridging the Gap on CKUT 90.3 FM.
And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
It is now 8:37 in the a.m. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Jackson, Sherry, and Bridging the Gap with Attire-moi à toi. Again, Jackson, Sherry is going to be in the Montreal area next Friday, November the 20th.
Mm-mm,
no, sorry, even. November the 19th.
Saturday.
That's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yes, they will be in Montreal. We were attempting to have a little bit of a discussion about him talking about the tour and the album and whatever have you. But we seem to have had a connectivity issue. We're going to try and call him again before we end out of here. If not, who knows? Maybe we can have a conversation with him in studio next Sunday by the grace of God. All right. As we move into one of my favorite parts of the show, our picks of the weeks, as the season for blockbuster releases is upon us, and I know you saw Black Panther already, Christopher. My pick of the week goes out to the upcoming Whitney Houston biopic, I Want to Dance with Someone. The movie delves into the meteoric rise of Whitney Houston from obscurity to being discovered by star maker Clive Davis to international fame in the 1980s and into becoming one of the greatest singers ever to grace this planet. It stars Nicole Mackey playing the role of the fallen diva, Stanley Tucci in the role of record mogul Clive Davis, and it is set to be released in Canada, December the 23rd. I look forward to it. I'm kind of surprised, I'm not going to lie, with their selection to play Whitney Houston, because visually, she's not really giving me Whitney Houston. Because remember when the Ray Charles biopic by your boy Jamie Foxx came out, automatically, you know, you knew who it was. So I'm hoping and looking forward to a power-packed delivery to make up for the failure, but just the oversight in the optics of this Whitney Houston personality portrayed in the movie. That's what I'm looking for. That's my pick of the week. Christopher, what's up?
All right. Well, my pick of the week is the U.S. midterm elections that took place last Tuesday, November the 8th. Americans selected all their U.S. House of Representatives, one-third of their senators, and two-thirds of all their state governors. It's the biggest election outside of electing their president, and it set the tone for the country for the next 2 years. The midterm elections is particularly important this time around because there was a lot of tension in the air surrounding the economy, race relations, and the future of a nation at odds with itself. Against all odds, with the economy in shambles, inflation still out of control, and a push to bring back the unpredictable and by some accounts dangerous Donald Trump, America said no thanks to that option. Political leadership is still very fragile in America, and things are still likely to get worse before it gets better. But at least the likelihood of another 4 years of Donald Trump is looking less likely today than it did just 1 week ago. Gonna play a recording featuring Anthony Hamilton, John Legend, Mary Mary, the Blind Boys of Alabama, and Joss Stone. We Shall Overcome on CKUT 90.3 FM.
We shall overcome.
Up the tree, decorate the tree, make a gift list, invite the in-laws, drop off the canned goods, find that fruitcake recipe for the office party, plan the dinner for Christmas Eve, decorate the house, hang the stockings, wrap the presents, ask Lucas to clean up his room, do the groceries, bake cookies. Right, go get vaccinated.
The holidays are fast approaching. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 now so you'll be protected in time. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, it's just 15 minutes to go before we close things down here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. But I want to make a couple more announcements before we turn it in. Montreal West Church of God of Prophecy, the Youth Energized for Christ official program launch. It's taking place on Sunday, November the 27th at the Church of God of Prophecy, 5255 Rue du Sorel. All are welcomed. Featuring Revive Us Dance Ministry, the YEFC singers, Dub Poetry, Whitley D, accompanied by Jam for Jesus. It's a free celebration, and it all gets down on Sunday, November the 27th at 11 a.m. And it's hosted by Pastor Joel Anderson and Sister Sandra Anderson, Youth Director. A special guest appearance will feature Bishop Shelton Benneby, the National Bishop of the Eastern Canada, and keynote speaker for the day. Again, this is the official launch, Montreal West Church of God Youth Energized for Christ official program launch on Sunday, November the 27th, in just 2 weeks' time, 11 a.m. at the Church of God of Prophecy. For more information, you can call 514-484-8271. That's 484-8271. Dee?
And November the 20th, don't forget to come and support a night of praise, and more praise with Ariel Fitzpatrick and friends. Guests include Perpetual Praise of Montreal, Jonathan Ladouceur of A New ID. And that all goes down, again, November the 20th at l'Église de Dieu Outremont. That's 8125 Avenue Stewart. For more information regarding tickets, you can go to www.arielfitzpatrick.com. And also, my choir, sorry not to be nepotistic again, Christopher, IGS, Imani Gospel Singers, will be performing at Le Balcon next Saturday. That takes place at 12 p.m. Saturday afternoon. You can go to, I believe, ticketmaster.ca for tickets and more information. That takes place again next Saturday at Le Balcon.
Coming up next, Shelby 5 with Boom featuring Lecrae on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Let me brag on Jesus, tell you just what he did.
Holy, holy, holy. music, that's for Kobe. Yeah, with the home team. Way make a grace, give a grace, save your pain, take it, give it to him. We gon' make it, everybody know it, love to see it, don't you? Ain't nobody like him. No, we need a fire, breaking cycles in your family, causing problems ever since you touched down. Yeah, feel good, feel good, don't it? Let the love of Jesus come down. We been going through some things, we pray he'll take away. Yeah. If you know my God, you know that he gon' make a way. Yeah. A Goliath, chop their head off of that giant. So defiant, so on fire. Can't defeat him, can't deny him.
He be making ways.
He be making ways for me. Nobody but Jesus.
There's been so many ways.
Ministry and so much more. 90.3 FM, CKUT.
Mind, soul, and spirit.
Listening to music featuring the Merles with Friend of Mine and Shelby Five with Boom. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sacred Soul Music for your Sunday morning listening pleasure with Brother Chris and DC.
Before we get up out of here, just want to show some belated birthday love to friends and fans of our show. I want to send a happy belated birthday to Janelle Wilmot, formerly of Montreal, The Rock, I believe. Jonathan Jonathan Walton, my choir mate, Omar Ramos, and sister of our third party, Jennifer Below. Joanne Below celebrated last week. Happy birthday blessings, belated birthday blessings in abundance. I want to send a shout out to Pastor Orlando Patterson, who also celebrated. I want to say a happy belated birthday to Slim Williams, Montreal music royalty right there. And I'm sending birthday love today to Yvette Folks, former Montrealer, now who resides in the Ontario area. And on behalf of the Mind, Soul, and Spirit show, we do send out our profound condolences to the family, loved ones, and friends of the late and legendary Geraldine Hunt. Geraldine Hunt was a formidable force in the Montreal music scene. She was a legend. She was a kind and warm person, quite the personality. I had the pleasure of meeting her and doing some music with her back in the 90s. So condolences to Freddie James, Rosalind Mulligan, and the entire James Hunt and Mulligan family. The funeral will be held at the Salon Funéraire Rideau in Dollar des Ormeaux. That takes place on the 14th of November. That's tomorrow. Viewing is from 5 to 7:30. The Celebration of Life service takes place at 7:30. Again, that takes place tomorrow at the Rideau Memorial Funeral Center in Dollar des Ormeaux. Christopher?
Yeah, there was one other announcement that we wanted to bring to your attention. This has become it's become one of the events on the calendar for a lot of Montrealers as they gather together in black ties, red carpet affair. I'm talking about the Montreal Community Cares Gala that's taking place next week. For all the information regarding some of the personalities in our community that will be celebrated, log on to the official site for this charitable organization, MontrealCommunityCares.com. MontrealCommunityCares.com. We can be found here on CKUT every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9 a.m. With the best and the brightest in gospel music, we go out with music featuring Ty Tribbett from the brand new album, All Things New, with So Good.
All right. Thanks again for joining us this morning. And remember, folks, if you can't be anything in this world, be kind one to another. That's it for us. Have a blessed Sunday, and we'll see you next Sunday. God spare our lives. Have a great week, y'all.
Keep me Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.